Welcome back to Ignite Your Light, a podcast that connects creatives, healers, and entrepreneurs through spirituality and wellness. My name is Riley Webster. I am your host, and happy 2020. I hope you have been having a smooth transition into the new year. I know that I have definitely been feeling a lot of feels in regards to what I chatted about last week, which was taking away rather than adding on this year. So simplifying life, releasing some things that need to go that are draining my energy, and kind of honing in a little bit, being a little bit self-protective here. And I wanted to pop on here to speak about our constant search for meaning and purpose. And these are two things that are the driving forces in life. Having meaning and having purpose is what can get us out of bed in the morning. It's what can allow us to sleep at night. It's what can ignite that light, I suppose, or fire in us to seek more and explore and adventure and do all of these things that create a really, really rich life. And the problem here is that in this constant search for meaning and purpose, it's something that we're always looking for outside of ourselves, when in reality, we already are purposeful and we already are meaningful. And this is something I've definitely been searching for sure, as an adult, and I think most of us in the world are. And, you know, it's what, like I said, creates that really rich life when we find those things. But I think that the problem is that this search can sometimes feel never ending. It can feel like, ugh, why don't I have it yet? Why don't I have that thing that makes me feel meaningful in the world, that thing that makes me feel purposeful? Like, why haven't I found my purpose? Why haven't I found my meaning? All of these things, like we're on a treasure hunt where we're finding that thing out there, way out there. Maybe it's halfway across the world. Maybe it's in someone we haven't met. Where is that meaning and purpose? These are the things that can go through our minds, or at least my mind. And like I said, we already are meaningful and we already are purposeful. So I'd like to change the narrative around this to, how can I be purposeful and meaningful in my day to day? And this doesn't mean we need to be serious all the time, or, you know, be serving the world every minute of every day. It's more an awareness of, how can I pull back a little bit from expending my energy so much outside of myself to find those things that will fulfill this innate need for myself, for my ego, to feel like I'm contributing to the world. How can I instead have that come from the inside? So finding that meaning of daily life in my daily actions. How can my daily actions be purposeful, intentional, and meaningful? And you might not know this yet. I might not know this yet. I might not know how to live on a day-to-day basis of being purposeful. But what I am starting to understand is that it's not outside of me, it's inside of me. And in a culture that is inundated with messaging around, you know, finding your purpose, we're obsessed with this. We are absolutely obsessed with this, especially in personal development. I mean, you go to a bookstore and self-help books line the shelf of, you know, how to be happy, how to find purpose, how to find meaning, all of these things, when really we already have that inside. And my therapist actually said the other day, she said, you will have the best ideas when you calm down. You will have the most creative pulse when you find that in nature. You will feel the most purposeful when you can hear your own intuition, when it's not so clouded with the noise of the ego and the noise of an overactive nervous system. So my little homework assignment for you guys is to lie down. I know it sounds weird, but lie down on the ground on your floor in your apartment or your house. If you can, outside somewhere on the forest floor, or maybe in a sauna or somewhere warm, just find a place where you can lie down. And as you lie down, allow your body to completely sink into the earth. And it's really helpful to do this when you can think about how you absolutely cannot fall. So when you're lying down, you think, I cannot fall. Allow your body to sink in. And as you do this homework assignment, see if you can let go of any areas that you're holding on to, any areas of tension. And allow your mind to sink into the pace of your body. And sometimes it helps to find a quiet place, a sanctuary in your mind, maybe a happy place, like somewhere in nature, at the beach, in the forest. But find that quiet place, find a spot where you can lie down and sink in, and just give yourself some time. And I'm telling you to do this because, well, I'm inviting you to do this because when we can get really calm and quiet, we can see that we have all of the wisdom that we need inside of us already. And we are purposeful and meaningful exactly as we are. And the more that we can calm down and be one with nature, one with earth, which is that this sacred act of lying down on the ground to feel that pulse, the more we can do this, the more we realize that that meaning and that purpose, it doesn't need to be found. It's already within. And as cliche as it sounds, seriously, it's already within. Nothing outside of you is going to change that. So I hope that this gave you a little tidbit to think about, and enjoy the process of finding some time. It could be 5-10 minutes, whatever you have, to lie down and get quiet and start to listen to that inner voice inside of you, because it's a fucking genius, seriously. I love you tons, and I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week.